Episode 1982, Let Us Not Become Weary in Doing Good.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you are well rested because you know what? I just got to tell you, I am tired. You know, you get up and you work really hard and you think the weekend is all about rejuvenation and restoration. Well, it is. But what happens when you're just always exhausted? Let us not become weary in doing good. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted in your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you know, today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. And I love this time because it truly is a designated time dedicated to your vertical relationship between you and God. We get so busy, we get so wrapped up in the stuff that we forget the most important thing in life. And it's not that we mean to, we just continue on in our normal everyday. Galatians 6:9 says this, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." You know, we are called to rise above our weariness. Exhaustion and excuses do not rule the days given by God. The sun may set on your choices, but there are new mercies in the morning as the sun rises. That should give you hope. That should put joy immediately flooding your heart. If you are granted God's grace and mercy every day, you in turn are asked to do the same. It should energize you, but sometimes it doesn't, right? Let us not become weary in doing good. But what about when you do get tired? Because I don't know about you, but I know I get tired. And I've loved my weekend. We have the entire family here again. It's awesome. My daughter and son-in-law came up and we've enjoyed just spending time together outside. The weather has been practically perfect. We did some chores and, you know, little to-do things around the house. We even fixed something on my car. Thank you so much, my son in love. It's just one of those things you got to get done. And he's so handy at that. So he helped his mom-in-law out, which is wonderful. Then we did some, you know, stuff on the patio and just work that hadn't been done in years. And when you do all that stuff, it adds up, right? And we get tired. You got to admit you get tired. Because if you don't admit that, then you're kind of living what? A false life. And you're not being true to what's going on. God doesn't want you to live in falsehoods. He wants you to understand where you are, because guess what? He meets you right there. So when we do get tired, we've got to understand that it's not about us getting tired. It's that we're always trying to gain strength from our own doing. True strength comes from God. You cannot gain what you need from yourself. God wants you to lean on Him. He says, John 15:4, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me." How can you serve the world that you touch? Your family, your friends, your community, your church. The world is beginning to open up the doors slowly. If you choose not to abide in God, how can you serve them? You've got to ready yourself. If you don't, you're not going to make it. You will lose the battle. Remember how tired and exhausted you feel at the end of a normal day? Well, when you're doing heavenly work here on earth, it takes divine strength given only by God. I can remember way back when working with Praise Kids, and you know, I'm telling you, you talk about needing energy, try working with over 100 kids every single weekend, really only giving yourself maybe 6 weeks off an entire year. I'm being honest with you. We would do 3 complete full musicals a year, and it's a lot of work. And it's not just getting up there and singing. I mean, it was full-blown action and costumes and choreography. And we had to put that all together. We had auditions. I mean, it was a full-time job. Well, you know, when you're doing that, you get tired. And there would be days that I'm like, okay, I just got to keep pushing through. I'll get to the other side. But I couldn't do it by myself. I could not do it of my own strength. If I was going to do God's work, I needed to allow Him to show up in my life. He needed to meet me so I could meet Him. But I had to be willing to open that door. So how are you leading your everyday? Are you showing up doing everything you want when you're energized and planning accordingly? Or are you showing up with a heart that abides in God, a heart that leans on Him when exhaustion and excuses begin to overwhelm your mental and physical strength? A heart that strives to do good even when giving up would be easier. Do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. Giving up isn't even for the birds. Soar on wings like eagles. If God is willing to abide in you, you in turn must be willing to abide in God. Take a deep breath today. I want you to feel His presence around you. I know for me, especially during the weekdays, I send my husband off to work. And one thing I do, which may seem kind of strange to a lot of people, but as he's getting in the car, getting ready, we open up the garage door and I actually walk outside, whether it's raining, whether it's even snowing, which we don't get a lot of snow down here south, whether it's steamy, hot, and humid, or whether it's just this cool, crisp breeze. I walk out and I take a big, deep breath and I look up, I look around. It's like I'm reaching out and calling out to God, crying out to Him with my breath saying, I am here, Lord. Please come and abide in me. Now, I don't say a whole lot, but I immerse myself in His creation, in His presence for just a few seconds. It's like my first touch of Him in the morning because I'm in His creation. And I love it. It starts my day out beautifully. Now, I know that might sound a little strange to a lot of people, but that's just something I do. And then my husband's getting ready. He's, you know, doing whatever he needs to do to prep for the car. And I come back in and I blow my kisses and tell him I love him and off he goes. But you see, it's that moment of His presence, God's presence, where I pause just enough so He knows, number one, my heart's ready. Number two, oh yeah, we're there together. We're going to hit the day together. If you keep trying to do things in your own strength, I promise you, you are going to fail. And I know you're talking to a woman who used to do it all the time. And I would try so hard. And yes, at times I would succeed. But on the other side, my body would give out. I would become sick. I'd be exhausted. I've even been hospitalized, pumped with saline solution because I was so dehydrated, not being able to move, feeling so weak. Why push yourself into a corner where God says, here I am, with outstretched arms. Come, abide in me. I don't want you to become weary in doing good. I want you to press on, but I want you to press on with me. Abide in me as I abide in you. Are you ready? Let's accelerate your day knowing that God's got you. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.